A bridge in the form of a locomotive crashing from one building to another is the latest project by Czech artist David Černý, known for the black sculptures of babies crawling up Žižkov's TV tower or a statue of St. Wenceslas riding a dead horse in Prague's Lucerna Passage. The design of the bridge was inspired by a real incident, the derailing of a train in Paris in 1895. Ruth Franková has the details.
The latest piece by David Černý and his colleague, architect and urban designer Tomáš Císař, is a walkway between two buildings in Prague's Vysočany district. Inspired by a real-life train crash at the Montparnasse train station in Paris, the bridge will take the form of a 19th-century train crashing through one building into another. The locomotive bridge will be erected near the former Čekáde Kolbenka factory, which used to be one of the largest producers of locomotives in Prague. Tomáš Císař outlines the details.
Emil Kolben, who is a famous inventor and industrialist, has a factory quite near to the place where we were planning to do this bridge. And another context is that the investor, Mr. Rodin, is actually now doing a documentary about Emil Kolben. And Emil Kolben is a Jewish industrialist who actually ended his life in concentration camp Terezín. And as we know, unfortunately, the locomotive was one of the relations to these transports. So that's another level of inspirational thinking we had.
When constructing the bridge, Černý and Císař drew inspiration from the locomotives produced in the Kolbenka factory. They were also inspired by the iconic photograph capturing the Paris derailment.
We tried to find how to connect those buildings, and we found that we need some contrast between the ordinary buildings and the locomotive. So the inspiration comes from the real crash, which was in 1895 in Gare Montparnasse, the Paris station, when the locomotive didn't stop and go through the window and on the pavement. So this is the famous photography, which I think everybody knows, as was the main inspiration for the shape between the buildings.
The design of the locomotive bridge is in fact not the first wreck designed by David Černý's Black and Arc studio. Just a few months ago, they unveiled plans for a skyscraper in Prague's district of Nové Butovice with a rusty shipwreck embedded in its structure.
We tried to find a new language in the architecture context. And the connection between architect and artist, between me and David, you know, come upon this idea that we need to do, of course, the functional buildings, but we try to find some extra views, and we work a lot with hyperboles. So it's not really about crashes, but I think it's about the new architectural language.
The buildings connected by the locomotive bridge will be designed by renowned architect Zdeněk Jiran and will include both residential and office spaces on the premises, as well as a gallery and a cafe. If everything goes according to plan, the project could be completed within 2 years.